Well, I think both these teams are accustomed to having a loud building. Rod Brindamore said you just come in, you absorb the energy as the visiting team.
In over the line, stops it up, tries to get it to Bolduc. No shots yet. Texier knocks it down. Suzuki still out. He shot. Knocked out in front of the chance. And Anderson has to make his first tough stop. Bouncing to Nikishin. Fired it right on. Nikishin at 11 during the regular season. He can be dangerous even if he has yet to find the mark in the postseason. A centering pass to Jankowski. Scores! Kostas Bear up top. And that fourth line generates the first goal of game three.
And they do exactly what you hope and expect. They win the battles from in deep. Get a little bit of a fortunate break as Jankowski's trying to put this to the net. It hits off Valeno, or rather Carrier in front, and then right onto the tape. Gostisbehere off the post and in. No chance at all for Dobish. But that is, quite frankly, Chris, the Carolina Hurricanes blueprint. Use everybody. You keep the top line for Montreal.
Suzuki digging in. Curls inside the line. Feeds it back. It's Carrier. Slavkovsky with the tip. Stopped by Anderson. In behind the net, a centering pass for Stahl picked off. Newhook trying to get away. Working against Nikishin. And Nikishin comes back to regain possession for the Canes. Evans steals the puck. Gets it to Demidov. Here's a chance. Mike Matheson.
Great work down low by Evans, and then Demidov, tape to tape, lets your instincts take over, no hesitation, watch how quickly, gets it set, quick little wrister, up and over the glove, between the glove and the head, look at how little room there was for him to hit there, and he did exactly that, quick release, lots on that one, Matheson.
Had the response for Canadians here in the first place.
Off the draw, Carolina with possession of the puck. Marcus Eloy had an interesting comment today. Here's a chance. At front. And they score the rebound. And it is Taylor Hall with a quick response for Carolina.
Fans are excited. This is what Carolina does. They just keep the puck open. There's a play that just misread from the point there. As you can see, Anderson misses his guy. Miller gets inside position. It's a dump to an area. And then the third try there for Hall. And Chris, I was mentioning before, this line has not had many chances at all after having a great first two rounds.
And it gets by Hudson and back the other way. Carolina might have a break. It's Svechnikov. It's by Dobish. Svechnikov gets his own rebound.
They're playing much more like the Hurricanes of this season. And he's got to be pretty happy with that.
They have a 2-1 lead, and they have the power play for just under a minute to start the second period. Here's Gostis Bear kicking it back. It'll be Nick Ehlers to the Montreal line. And through! And Ehlers! Stopped by Dobish. As it opened up, I think it even surprised. Nick gives it to Suzuki. Back to the line. Gouley gets a touch for Caulfield. And whips the shot. Rebound! And that was Struble in front, getting a rebound chance for Montreal. Stahl out there in a penalty-killing role, along with Jankowski. Pretty big wingspan here for them. But here's Caulfield. Scores! Wayne Hudson!
I love this. We've had so much problems on the entry when you go to the flank and then try to stop. Instead, take what they give you. Darts through the middle. It's Hudson using his speed, and then look, just takes off through. Thinks he's going to stop. Chatfield overplays. Now you've got a 2-on-1. Just a beautiful play by Caulfield. You know, for Freddie Anderson, you have to respect the shot of Caulfield to the outside. He made it look like he was going to shoot first.
Caulfield loose on the far side, and now the other way. Here's an odd man rush for Blake. Sets the goal. The shots in the middle frame, 5-4 Carolina. And out of the corner is Svechnikov, dumped, draws a penalty, still loose, Miller cross, blocked by Carrier. They have saved a goal, but now Montreal will be shorthanded. Canadians up to 18 blocked shots here in game three. And a nicely worked to Jarvis. Another block by Newhook off the post. For me, it's the odd number games. Yeah. 1, 3, 5. And if necessary, 7. Well, how does game three turn out? Period number three underway. And in a few seconds, Evans and Walker will return. Nice play there. And Struble downhill in front. Trying to go back door to Caulfield. Noah Dobson looking for his first Stanley Cup playoff goal. Here he comes. In front scores!
Chris, there was not much of a hesitation, was there, from the Carolina bench?
You see, they're looking for another angle here. That
it would be nice to see the other side of the puck, right?
Yeah. But we're going to get that look at too.
And okay, so his blade is just barely touching there, but he's not touching the puck.
No.
If you go another second, then I think this is coming back.
Wow, what a
by a fraction
momentum swing that is.
After Carolina's coach's challenge, the play was determined to be offside. We have no goal.
Along the boards, Demidov checked. Jarvis worked over. Puck to the side of the cage. Oh, and Phil Walker! And Bush gets a piece of that. Docked, and it comes out. Now maybe a break here for Aho. Aho in behind to the net. And Dovich with the stop. He slid back. And where's the puck? I say no icing as Anderson. Texier back to Matheson. He's shot off the post. Matheson rings one up. Dobson rubbed out along the boards, trying to get back to it. And siren sounds to end regulation time.
In such an important game three.
Four goals tonight. Three have been scored by defensemen Gostisbehere, Matheson, and Hudson. Was some criticism that Marty St. Louis didn't shorten the bench for overtime, which is, here's a chance. It's Nick Suzuki. What a chance to finish it. Anderson. As Suzuki got in behind, Canadians almost hit too many men there. Caulfield's pass broken up. And back the other way goes Svechnikov. Dropping it off, and Suzuki steps in front of that. Back to the attack comes the captain. Slavkovsky on the left flank. Taken away, swung to the line, kept in by Matheson. Here's Matheson, and that shot off the bar and out.
Oh, man. Frederick Anderson closing off, and we've seen Matheson. The chances he's had.
Newhook on his strong side, 4-2, and make it another faceoff win, but stolen by Hall in front of Jam. Close call for Taylor Hall. Now Walker can't get it to the net. Newhook didn't see it. Matheson bails him out. Matheson dragged down. Newhook to work. Alex Newhook's in, and a toe stop by Anderson. Anderson steers that to the corner. Hipped in by Matheson. Now it's out. Seth Jarvis and Aho. Matheson trying to get back. The late man, Chatfield. I think that glanced off the shoulder of Domish and out. Canadians still without a shot on goal. Overtime picked up by Svechnikov. Trying to work his way in. Svechnikov looking to center. Passing it across Jarvis. Back to Svechnikov. Scores! Evgeny Svechnikov has won it in overtime.
Carolina, a couple extra chances. A turnover in the neutral zone creates this. Two down low, an opportunity at the net. Everybody's back into position, but right here, the aftermath in front. Sebastian Aho in good position. But earlier than that, the Montreal had two chances to get the puck out. Carolina able to get control of it. On the top of the crease there is Sebastian Aho. And this crowd goes home. The opportunity was there to take the 2-1 lead. Svechnikov, who's had a really tough series so far. Here's Hudson, you know, making a play. And just an errant pass in the middle. Fatigue will do that to all of you. The turnover creates the second chance here for the Carolina Hurricanes. And they take advantage of it and take a 2-1 series lead.
Now six consecutive overtime victories for Carolina over 2 years. 5-0 in these playoffs. Svechnikov with his first ever conference final goal.